Okay, hello. Happy New Year, and welcome to the first episode of Innovations in Education in 2023, eSchool News' podcast on the latest and greatest happenings in K-12 EdTech this week. I'm Kevin Hogan, and I'm glad you found us. I hope everyone had a terrific holiday and is ready to get back into the world of EdTech. I know I am. Meanwhile, there's plenty of fresh content posted to eSchool News to begin the new year. Let's dig in. First off this week, eSchool News' editorial director, Laura Assione, surveyed dozens of EdTech industry leaders around the country on their predictions for the upcoming year when it comes specifically to EdTech. Here are a couple highlights. First, Kelly Campbell, president of Discovery Education, had this to say. In 2023, educators nationwide will benefit from the most recent wave of EdTech consolidation. The various services and products acquired by consolidators over the last year or two will be integrated into increasingly comprehensive platforms, offering instructional content, assessment, and classroom tools all in one place. As this occurs, the power and effectiveness of those EdTech resources will grow as they begin to work in concert with each other seamlessly. The combination of these resources will empower administrators, teachers, families, and students to better leverage EdTech's ability to improve learning. Next up, Jason DeRoner, he's the CEO and co-founder of TeachBoost, came with this insight. Districts will see the value in data-driven instructional coaching. As we begin the fourth straight year impacted by COVID pandemic learning disruptions, the challenge of retaining high-quality teachers is a critical issue in U.S. public schools. Staff shortages, ongoing pandemic fallout, and more demands on their time has made teacher burnout and job dissatisfaction a very serious issue. Implementing strategies for creating a collaborative and supportive environment for teachers is more important than ever. In the coming school year, we will start to see a much larger focus on investments in educators, particularly on retaining and supporting current faculty. One practice that we will see gaining popularity is instructional coaching. Over the past year, we've seen a trend in districts using ESSER funds to create specific coaching programs to support their educators. We anticipate this will continue as more districts realize the benefits to both teachers and students of a data-driven coaching program. Here's another one. Dr. Evelyn Johnson, she's the Vice President of Research and Development at Aperture Education, also shared some insights. She writes, teachers experienced greater anxiety during the pandemic, reporting significantly higher rates of anxiety than healthcare workers. This emphasizes the need for tools and programs to support their well-being. In the coming year, we will see a continued emphasis on providing resources to teachers that support their social and emotional well-being and help them create positive learning environments. Tools that allow teachers to collaborate, develop strong relationships with students and families, and feel supported by school leaders are especially needed. Supporting teachers to create positive learning environments promotes teacher well-being, self-efficacy, and job satisfaction, while also improving student learning. It's great to see so many of these predictions revolve around not only the social and emotional well-being of students, but also as teachers themselves. I think of one thing that when we pull away from the pandemic, it really seems that the big picture, everyone needs to feel safe and comforting, whether they're learning as a student or working as a professional in this space. So be sure to go up online to the top stories news feed this week and search for the article entitled 37 Predictions About EdTech's Impact in 2023. It's well worth the read. Next up, is there finally some good news post-pandemic for schools? According to NWEA, a nonprofit research and educational services organization that serves K-12 students, academic achievement is showing encouraging signs of improvement, although not evenly across school years. The new research findings are based on a fall 2022 assessment data from nearly 7 million U.S. students in grades 3 to 8. Here are some other key findings. Students lost less ground during summer 2022 compared to pre-pandemic trends. So the summer slide wasn't really as steep as it used to be. Academic rebounding in reading and math continued through the fall of 2022. However, that rebounding is not even across school years and summers, as I mentioned, especially in reading. Here's another one. The youngest students in the sample, current third graders who were kindergartners when the pandemic began, had the largest reading declines and showed the least rebounding. That's disappointing. And then even with continued rebounding, student achievement remains lower than a typical year, and full recovery is likely still several years away. One concerning finding is the impact on reading levels of third graders who were those kindergartners, and that is really a tough statistic to swallow. Mathematics also continues to be a focus, as throughout the pandemic, the subject saw greater declines. I think if you are looking to get more data that you can use against your own district, it's important for you to go up to the homepage of East School News and gain full access to this report. And finally, cybersecurity is one topic that will certainly stay at the top of the worry list for education leaders this year. It is an ever-present concern for most of us accessing the internet. Unfortunately, students aren't thinking about cyber attacks